Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text this morning is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. You may be seated. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That's the cry of the beggar Bartimaeus. You may not have seen it the first time through, but names in this passage are important. You've got Bartimaeus, and interestingly, we're not actually given his first name. We're only given his last name, Bartimaeus. And Bar in Aramaic means son, and well, Timaeus, that indicates the name of his father. So Bartimaeus is literally son of Timaeus. And you see it's even mentioned twice there. Mark mentions it twice. There's really only one reason that the gospel writers ever include names all throughout their gospels. And so that's so people can go back and talk to these people, find Bartimaeus and ask the question, what happened to you? Did it happen in this way? And the person can confirm the story. Yes, Jesus, the Son of David, did have mercy on me and restored my sight. An incredible thing. The son of Timaeus, this blind man from birth, was able to get his sight. And it didn't just happen. It happened only because he cried out for mercy. Now, if you notice throughout all the Gospels, whenever someone approaches Jesus and asks for mercy, he stops. You can imagine Jesus walked everywhere, right? And he was always encountering people, and some of those people who wanted something, whether it be lack of faith or it's not in God's will or it's not in God's timing, some of those people would not receive what they asked for. But Jesus always stops and hears the cry for mercy. He gives it. And so this son of Timaeus cries out to Jesus, and do you notice what he calls him? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The son of Timaeus cries out to the Son of David. Word of Jesus had begun to spread throughout the countryside, and Jesus, this itinerant rabbi, this wandering teacher, has now come to Jericho. Jesus, the son of Joseph, had come. I mean, after all, you got to realize, Christ is not Jesus' last name. That's his title. Jesus the Christ actually would be a little bit more appropriate, I think, if we were to say that. Jesus' last name was Bar Yosef, or Bar Joseph, which would mean son of Joseph. And so now you would expect that Bartimaeus would cry out to Jesus, son of Joseph, have mercy on me. But Bartimaeus knows something that many of the people did not. Because Bartimaeus, having been blind from birth, had really only to rely on his hearing. And we know that faith comes by hearing the word of God. And in the preaching of God's word, Bartimaeus learned of the coming Messiah. And Bartimaeus had faith in him. So when he began to hear of this wandering teacher, you know that he figured out that this Jesus was the actual Messiah, the one who has come to have mercy on Israel and to save them. Now, it may not be that Bartimaeus knew everything, had a complete understanding about what the Messiah would save him from, but he knew that this Jesus was the Messiah, which is why he calls him the Son of David. After all, it would have to be one from David's line that would come and sit on the throne of Israel. And we know that Jesus, being in the flesh of Mary, was in the line of David. And we know that Jesus, having been adopted by Joseph, while he was in the line of David. So Jesus, the son of Joseph, is the son of David. The line is complete. The prophecy is fulfilled. And Bartimaeus, having to rely only on his hearing, knew the word, and he knew this. So he cries out to the Messiah, the only cry that truly matters, have mercy on me. And if Jesus stopped and said, I do have mercy on you, your sins are forgiven, that would have been enough. But instead, Jesus stops, hearing the call of Bartimaeus, and says, "Call him. Let him come to me." You can almost imagine the apostles there walking with Jesus. They hear Jesus say this, and they think back to when Jesus welcomed the little children into his midst. "Do not hinder these little ones, for to such as these belong the kingdom of God." I mean, after all, everyone had tried to shut Bartimaeus up. They told him to be quiet. "You're bothering the teacher. You're bothering us. You're just a beggar. We don't even want you around here." And Jesus calls him. Or in other words, "To one such as this beggar belongs the kingdom of God." They stop and they collect Bartimaeus, leading him by the arm to the teacher, saying, "Take heart, get up. He's calling you." And what an amazing thing that is, that Jesus, when he says call him, was saying even more. I don't think Jesus just said, "Call that guy over there." I think he looked at this blind beggar and he said, "Call Bartimaeus to me." Because when you call someone, you use their name, right? Now, Jesus has the power to do this, even to know the names of those who are around him. Don't you remember Zacchaeus? You know, the wee little man? The wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today." Now, remember that children's song is actually based on a real thing that happens when Jesus looks up into this tree and sees this tiny little man up there, that he climbed the tree above the crowd that he might just catch a glimpse of Jesus. And Jesus, using his divine power, calls out the name of Zacchaeus and says, "Hey, you, Zacchaeus, come to me. I'm going with you." So it is for Bartimaeus that Jesus would call him by name, "Son of Timaeus, come to the Son of David, that I would have mercy on you." And he does. And Jesus goes even beyond mercy to say, "What would you have me do for you?" Here you can hear how God said to King Solomon, "Ask me for whatever you wish and I shall do it for you." And Solomon says, "Lord, give me the wisdom to rule your country." And God says, "Because you have not asked for riches or wealth or anything else, I shall give this to you. And all these things that you have not asked for are yours also." And so you can find Jesus saying, "Because you've asked me for mercy, I shall give you this. And all of these things that you did not ask for, I will give you." And Bartimaeus is immediately healed here. I imagine the scales falling off his eyes like Paul, the whites of his blind eyes falling away, giving rise to the most beautiful blue or green or brown eyes that you've ever seen, eyes that have never before seen anything, taking in absolutely everything. But the first thing is the sight of his Savior, his Messiah, his Son of David, who had mercy on him. And finding in that face the beloved Son of God. Jesus looks at him and he says, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately Bartimaeus has recovered his sight and he goes his way. But what's his way? His way is the way of the Master. His way is the way of following after Jesus. It's a beautiful story. It's a wonderful thing in which we see this juxtaposition of the sinner, the blind man, and the Messiah who has mercy on him. And so it is for us, that we who are great sinners are born blind. We can't see the righteousness of God. It eludes us. The beauty of God escapes us. Everything around us is darkness and not light. And yet we hear the word of God. It's been preached to us. It's been read to us. We sing it. We pray it. We meditate upon it. And finally, Jesus is presented to us and we cry out with one voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner." And he does. He's welcomed you into his kingdom by baptizing you in the water, which cleanses you from all of your sins. And even more, he then says, what would you have me do for you? Inviting us to pray to him, to come to him with all of our supplications. And the answer to our prayers in Christ Jesus is yes and amen, always. Jesus will give you all the things you ask for because he's had mercy on you. Now, it may not be in your time like it was for Bartimaeus, but the day is coming when your youth, when your vigor is restored, when your health is given back to you, when your grief and your sorrow and your pain are taken away because we've seen our Jesus take upon himself these things at the cross. He has shed his blood. He's had his body given over into death for you that you would have mercy given to you. Mercy you can't gain for yourself, but given as a free gift. Righteousness you cannot do, justification and salvation you cannot win, but Jesus gives you these things in his mercy, and he says, what more would you have me do for you? We find that Jesus even calls us by our names. And there's really no better example of that than baptism. That old tradition is a good one, right? It's not one that many of us have followed still today, but I think you probably know it, where you hide the child's name until they're baptized. No one knows that child's name except for the parents. Not the government, not the siblings, not the grandparents. No one knows the child's name. And the first time that name is called is when the child's name is given to the pastor, when the child is handed over, and the pastor, do you remember the baptismal liturgy? The pastor says, how is this child to be named? Louis Robert Polzin. And the pastor reaches out like Pastor Potratz did at Pilgrim for me. He reaches out and he reaches with one hand to hold me and put it on my head, and with another hand to reach into the water as he grabs the water and pours it there. And he says, Louis Robert Polzin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we know that it's not just the pastor doing this, but the pastor who is in the stead and by the command of Jesus Christ doing this. It's as if Jesus is doing this himself, calling you by your name in your baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus calls out the name of Bartimaeus, and he calls out your name too. The Son of David has taken notice of you despite your sin, despite your blindness. And he has brought to you his mercy and his justice and his reconciliation with God. You have been freed from the sin that blinds you to the righteousness of God, to the beauty of God. Open your eyes this day, because you have been made well to see the face of your Savior and your God, Jesus, the Son of David, who has had mercy on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.